Chapter 72.2. Translator. Zia, Editor. Ellie, Siyun Hihi, Lu Chichi, guided by Shukin, called out from a distance as he entered Qingfeng Courtyard. Du Siyun put down the book of songs in which he was reading and smiled as he asked, "What brings you here?" Lu Chichi stepped into the room, his eyes fixed on Du Siyun's belly. "Siyun Hihihi, I heard you're pregnant. I came to see my little nephew. How can you not tell?" Lu Chichi muttered in frustration. Du Siyun chuckled and gave his head a light push. "It's only been a little over a month, what can you tell?" Lu Chichi wasn't offended, pouting slightly. Du Siyun grabbed a handful of nuts and melon seeds from the fruit platter and handed them to him. "I heard uncle has been looking for a match for you recently. Have you found someone suitable?" Before the new year, the Lu family had fallen into trouble, and the Wu family immediately broke off the engagement with Lu Chichi. Now that Lu Chenzhou had been reinstated and was still in favor, it was impossible for the Wu family to climb back up. He Rongrai, seething with anger, was determined to find Lu Chichi someone better than the Wu family, aiming to slap the Wu family in the face. Lu Chichi didn't care. After the incident with the Wu family's young lady, he had let it go. Women were all the same, after all. As long as his mother and older sister remained strong, his in-laws would treat him well. And with how much He Rongrai doted on him, he would definitely pick the best match for him. "Don't worry, when you get married, your brother will make sure you're dressed up beautifully," Du Siyun said, patting Lu Chichi's head, his tone full of affection. Lu Chichi, once so innocent and carefree, had suddenly faced a great change, which was truly heartbreaking. The magpies chirped on the branches, and after chatting with Lu Chichi for a while, Du Siyun noticed that Chanter was roasting sweet potatoes by the fire. The sweet scent of the potatoes, as they turned over on the stove, filled the entire room. Shukin came to report, "Master, the fourth young master has returned." "Brother-in-law," Shu Mei exclaimed happily. Du Siyun looked at Shu Mei. After his marriage, he looked even healthier, and there was a new, slightly coquettish, yet charming quality to him. "Brother-in-law is pregnant, so I've come to get some of that good luck. Once a son is married, the family he marries into can never compare to his own family. Every man hopes to have children soon to solidify his position." Shu Mei knew very well that although Zhao Rong treated him well, Zhao Rong was not like her sister. If there was no progress in a year or two, Zhao Rong would definitely be pressured by the elders to take a concubine. "That couldn't happen. Shu Yu is in the palace. He asked me to come and congratulate you on his behalf," Shu Mei said as he sat down. He had never imagined that his younger brother would have such great fortune. Sometimes, Shu Mei couldn't help but wonder if he hadn't married, would the empress have sought to marry a member of the Shu family, and would he have risen to the position of emperor? But when he turned and saw Zhao Rong drawing her eyebrows, writing poems for her, and trimming her nails, all those fleeting thoughts of jealousy and regret vanished in an instant. As siblings, Shu Yu was indeed living quite well, but Shu Mei wasn't doing badly either. His strength was in not overthinking things. Du Siyun said, "Once I'm a little more stable, I'll go to the palace to visit him." Du Siyun was glad they came to keep him company. Ever since confirming his pregnancy, he had been very cautious with everything. He didn't even go to the elegant garden anymore and stayed at home all day. Spending days indoors without going out inevitably felt boring, so he had to rely on others to come to him to pass the time. By evening, Lu Chichi and Shu Mei left in a carriage. Du Siyun, feeling a little tired, decided to lie down for a while. Since he became pregnant, he had become very sleepy, and his energy seemed never quite enough. When Du Siyun woke up from his nap, the room was already lit with lamps, and Shu Ting was sitting beside him. "You're awake," Shu Ting said as she helped Du Siyun sit up and gave him a kiss. "I'll have the servants bring the food in." Du Siyun nodded. He was indeed hungry after sleeping. After eating, Du Siyun found that he couldn't sleep again. He lay on the bed and couldn't help but bother Shu Ting. Shu Ting held Du Siyun's wrist and opened her eyes. "Can't sleep?" Du Siyun felt a little awkward but still told the truth. Shu Ting reached out and pulled Du Siyun into her embrace, her palm slipping under Du Siyun's robe and resting on his stomach. "Then I'll give the baby some prenatal education." The term, prenatal education, was something Shu Ting taught Du Siyun, which made Du Siyun always read the book of songs to the child in his belly, hoping that when the child grew up, they would become a very cultured person. Before the battle, the one who wins through strategy has more strategies, the one who doesn't. Du Siyun pulled Shu Ting's hand out of his clothes and laughed, asking, What if the child turns out to be a boy? What will you do then? Xu Ting slipped her fingers between Du Sai's, holding his hand, and placed it just above Du Sai's little belly. Didn't you say you were reading the Book of Songs to it? If it's a boy, he'll be like you, gentle and elegant. If it's a girl, then she'll follow me in training to defend the country. Du Sai turned over and couldn't help but plant a kiss on Xu Ting's lips. After the kiss, Xu Ting, slightly out of breath, pressed Du Sai back into his arms. Stop it, your body is still unstable, we'll talk about this later. Du Sai felt somewhat speechless. In Xu Ting's eyes, it seemed like his image was somewhat off. Why did Xu Ting always think he was constantly focused on such things? Both of them eagerly awaited the arrival of the baby. Xu Ting even imagined the scene of Du Sai's belly slowly growing larger as they both waited for the little one to be born. She was a woman from a completely different world, and she understood how great and deserving of love those who bring life into the world are. Xu Ting silently promised herself that she would do her best, but neither of them expected that things in this world could change so suddenly, leaving them with no choice. Hi everyone, you can donate through Ko-Fi, from the main page. Please mention the novel you are supporting. You can donate to us via Ko-Fi, https://ko-fi.com/dragontia.